The fates have something special in store for 22-year-old Tia when she puts her heart on the line for a chance at true connection. If you enjoy this episode, swipe right on the series, search Blind Dating, and listen free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes and potential matches every Wednesday.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tia. As far as my dating history goes, I've only had one solid relationship, and that was with my quote-unquote high school sweetheart. I would say that I learned a lot of what I don't want in a relationship throughout that whole experience. Not so much what I do want, because for me, like, relationships have always just signified like stress and having to like rely on somebody. The things that I would be looking for in a relationship with somebody, definitely someone who's really open. I love like meeting new people and having new experiences. So someone who's non-judgmental and that can just hang, I guess.
They say love can find you anywhere. Parties, offices, grocery stores, the hellscape that is Tinder. But no one has ever found love on a podcast in a virtual hangout until now. I'm your host, Tara Michelle, and welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast. Today, we're helping 22-year-old Tia find her perfect match. Welcome to Blind Dating, Tia.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Should be fun.
We're so happy to have you. Okay, Tia, here's how the show works. You're about to meet two strangers, and you'll have to get to know them as quickly as possible. But there's a twist. You'll only be able to hear them throughout the show, and you won't see who your potential love interests are until after you've made your choice. With all of that being said, how are you feeling? Do you feel ready to meet the matches?
Yeah, I do. I'm ready to get to know them.
So let's just jump right in. Let's meet match number one. We have Heaven. He's 22 years old, originally from Zimbabwe, and fun fact, his favorite color is sunset. Welcome to the show, Heaven.
Hello.
Okay, Heaven, let's hear a little bit about yourself.
My name is Heaven, like in the sky, but I am on the earth. I am 22 years old. I was born in Zimbabwe, but I grew up in Texas and I now live in Los Angeles, California. So I'm a musician, I own a brand, and I work at a cell phone company. I love reading, I love dancing, I love nature, I love basketball, and just like exploring. My dating history has been kind of shaky. So it usually like starts fast, but then it like crashes because I'm super focused. I'm looking for a very kind-hearted soul, a spontaneous person that's also relaxed, someone that's good-natured and easy to converse with, and just a spark.
I am loving your energy, Heaven. Okay, and now Tia, let's meet match number two, Shane. He is 24 years old, newly single, and not wasting any time. So welcome to the show, Shane.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Phenomenally.
Well, perfect. Let's hear your backstory.
Yeah, so I'm Shane, 24. I do music, fitness, and investing. I broke up with my last girl during COVID. We were living together at the time, and we were together for almost 2 years. Yeah, what I'm looking for right now is someone that's open-minded, fun, and ready to try a bunch of new things.
Perfect. Well, it's great to meet you, Shane.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, well, then let's keep this thing moving. So now that we've exchanged some pleasantries and made our first impressions, it's time to get down to business. Dating is a roller coaster of emotions, and everyone has a different opinion on what is and what isn't appropriate to ask on a first date. But since I'm in charge, we've thrown all the rules out the window and anything goes. Things are getting personal. Shane and Heaven, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you'll have to give your answers first, but don't think we're going to leave you out, Tia. You're going to answer last, and we'll see how you all match up. So let's jump right in. Heaven, I'm going to throw you a question. Have you ever cheated on a partner?
Never in my life.
Okay, good to hear it. Shane, how about you?
Yes.
And Tia?
No.
Shane, can I ask you to expand on why?
Yeah, I was in a very long distance relationship and I just committed to something that I wasn't actually ready to like uphold. It was a little too much for me.
Were you ever honest with her? Did you end up telling her that you cheated?
Or I told her right away. You know, I'm all about honesty. Like, I don't think like there's any, under any circumstances, should you really be like lying or anything like that?
Absolutely. Shane, I'm going to hit you with the next question. Describe the last photo in your camera roll.
The last photo in my camera roll is a picture of a fortune cookie fortune.
What does it say?
Life is never more fun than when you're the underdog competing against the giants.
Very interesting perspective. I like it. Mm-hmm. Heaven, what is your most recent photo?
I actually took it last night. So I don't know if you guys know, but yesterday was a full moon. So I went out on my balcony and there's like a view of like the whole city and the moon was perfectly above it. And like the moon is a very strong like piece of my brand. Like I feel like it reminds you to like shine the brightest and your darkest moments, because the night is all dark, but the moon is just shining there. So I was like, oh, this is fire.
Tia, what is your last photo in your camera roll?
Mine's actually kind of similar to Heaven's, but except for I took a picture of the sun setting on my own balcony, just a few pictures and like a video of it, like just going down over the hill because I have a little view too. I'm always taking pictures of the sunset.
Do you have any tattoos and where are they? Heaven, we'll let you answer this one first.
I have a few. So I have like a heart on my left bicep. I have serenity on my chest. And then I have a 7 tattoo on my rib. 7 is like the final day of creation. So it's complete. And it's an odd number. So it's unbreakable. So I'm unbreakable.
I love all the meaning behind that. That's so cool. Shane, do you have any tattoos? If so, where are they?
Yeah, I've got a Native American warrior on my shoulder. I've got a panther on the back of my tricep. I've got roses and a quote from my late aunt on my inner bicep. I've got love on my hand. And then I've got knowledge is power in Arabic on my ribs on the left side.
Wow, quite a few. And last but not least, Tia, any tattoos?
I just have one that I got on a whim and just because I felt like everyone was getting one. So it's really, really in small print. It's on like my side and it just says promise I'll be all right.
Great little saying.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a fun one. Shane, you're going to start this one. Do you have or do you subscribe to an OnlyFans account?
I don't have or subscribe to an OnlyFans account, but I'm strongly considering making one.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Heaven, how about you? Any OnlyFans action?
I do not have one and I can't subscribe to one because I feel like all of that is free.
By free, do you mean like free in real life, like physically, or free like I could just go on a free website that gives me what I need?
No, like, oh yeah, like all of that is like, it's on Google, like it's on, and like, honestly, I prefer a real human over like an internet being. Mm-hmm.
Tia, how about you? Any OnlyFans situation in your life?
Oh, goodness. Account exists. There is no content on it.
The men are interested.
Yeah, I felt like I would do well. It's just the promoting it part. I didn't want to promote it on my main Instagram page because my family's really close to it. Like my little cousin's following, my aunt follows me. So I created the account, but then I was like, well, how am I going to promote it? It's not going to be on my main page. And I just kind of gave up.
Good for you, though, girl. I say go for it.
There's a lot of ways to promote it on like Reddit, Twitter, yeah, all sort of stuff.
The men know. Yeah. Well, that was fun. Tia, did you learn anything surprising about either of the guys?
With the tattoos, I feel like you could tell a lot about people through their tattoos. That's nice to hear that they have like meaningful tattoos that have stories behind them on them.
Okay, Tia, things are getting serious. So now it's time to turn up the heat for your one-on-one with each dater. You'll be playing two truths and a lie, and each match will present two truths and one lie about their past dating history. You have one guess to pick the lie, so choose wisely. So Tia, let's start with Shane. Okay, Heaven, we're actually going to put you into a waiting room for the time being, and we'll bring you back in when it's your turn.
All right, peace.
Shane, if you want to give us your two truths and a lie.
Yeah. So I once took a girl on a first date to drive some supercars, and she crashed one of them. It was our last date. I'm polyamorous, and I think it can be the key to a long-lasting relationship. Mm-hmm. And my longest relationship was 17 months.
Tia, what are your thoughts?
I think that the lie is that you're polyamorous, because I feel like he mentioned he had a really long relationship before this one. The supercar one, even though it sounds extreme, I think That's probably probable. You seem like a very like adventurous person who would actually take someone on a date to drive supercars. And the way you said it was the last day made it sound like, okay, yeah, you were definitely done at that point.
Shane, is she correct?
She's actually incorrect. I've never taken a girl to test drive cars. I've taken girls to shooting ranges and indoor skydiving, though, on first dates.
Wow.
My last relationship was an open relationship, and it was my longest of 17 months.
So I actually have a question. I need to know more about the whole polyamorous thing. Is this like a long-term life plan for you?
I just think that in all my experiences, I found that, you know, closing yourself off to everyone and everything in the terms of being committed to one person, just to me, long-term just seems like a bad idea.
Interesting. Tia, how do you feel about that?
I don't fully agree, but also this experience worked for you. And so I'm not going to knock that. I find it relatable maybe if you're married to see why you want to be in a more open relationship. But when you start off dating, I think I don't know if I'd be able to be open when I'm still trying to figure out how committed you are to me.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting life path. Okay, so Shane, we're actually going to put you into the waiting room now and bring back Heaven, and we will see you in a little bit.
All right, cheers.
Now it's time for Heaven's one-on-one. He is back in the room. Heaven, if you want to give us your two truths and a lie.
I met a girl on a dating app, and she bought me a plane ticket so we could have our first date in Las Vegas. I went on a date with the girl. Her ex found out, and he DM'd me, and he said he wanted to fight. And because he said that, I was like, okay. And I took her on another date. And on the last date before the world ended, I actually got catfished terribly.
Tia, what do you think?
I think that the lie is the catfished one. Just because I haven't heard of too many experiences of people getting catfished that bad these days. And I want to hope that you did like research or that you FaceTimed or something before so that you could avoid getting catfished. Like I feel like you're proactive and a lot smarter than that.
Heaven, are you much smarter than that?
I am not much smarter. I am, but that was actually the truth. That really happened. I got catfished.
Which one was the lie?
So the lie was ticket to Las Vegas.
So tell us about this catfish. What happened?
I guess it wasn't necessarily a catfish. It was her, but it was like a younger version of her. So when I like saw her in like real life in front of me, she was actually probably like 45.
Did she not have her age on her profile?
No, it was like a 20 something.
So you think she just completely lied about her age?
Yeah.
Wow, that is brutal. Tia, have you ever been catfished?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Heaven, we're actually going to send you back into the waiting room so I can have some girl time with Tia, and then we'll bring you back in a little bit. So what did you think of everyone's answers?
Well, overall, I really enjoy like listening to Heaven talk. I like the sound of his voice, and he seems to be pretty funny. I don't want to rule out like the polygamy all the way, but that might be a deal breaker. And just to be fair to the both of us, you know, I know that's not something that I would want, like starting off a relationship.
So do you have a better idea of what you're gonna do?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, as we like to say, romance is in the air, love is on the line, and it all boils down to our bachelorette's big decision.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Tia, so now that we have our matches back, it's almost time for your big decision. There's a lot on the line here, so I want to give you one last opportunity to hear from Shane and Heaven. Do you have any kind of question that you'd like to ask these guys before you make your pick?
Yes, I recently kind of had a conversation with my best friend about love languages, and so I kind of want to know if you know your love language, and if you do know it, then what it is.
I love that question. Heaven, you're up first. Any love languages?
That's an interesting question. Maybe like touch. I'm a very like touchy, like input, like that's, I don't know. That's just the way that I am.
That's a great answer. How about you, Shane? How would you respond?
Yeah, my love languages are touch and quality time.
And Tia, what's your love language?
Mine would be like words of affirmation, just kind of hearing that somebody cares about me and is proud of me, etc. That means a lot.
I'm the exact same as you. I love to hear like support verbally. I feel like it means so much.
Me too.
Okay, Tia, the time has come. Who is it going to be, Shane or Heaven?
I choose Heaven.
Yay! Oh, I'm so happy for you, Heaven. Shane, I'm sorry. We would love to say hello, though, if you don't mind turning your cameras on.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I still think you're like a really cool person. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. No love loss.
Wait, can I say one thing? Bro, I want to be friends with Shane. Like, I feel like
yeah,
we
would
get along.
Yeah, I also want his number real quick.
Yeah, before you're gone.
We have a blind dating first, the bromance in the room.
That dude's dope. I'm not going to lie.
What a beautiful, happy ending here. Again, Shane, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we will definitely connect you with Heaven right after this.
Will do. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, so we're actually going to have Heaven go into the waiting room before our big reveal so I can talk to Tia just one more time. So Tia, tell me what you thought about Shane. What did he look like?
His voice does not match the way he looks at all.
What were you picturing based off of his voice?
Well, I definitely pictured somebody who was not black.
Oh, to be honest. Okay.
And because of his tattoos, I think I was picturing a little bit more hipster vibes.
That's so interesting. How would you describe him physically for everyone listening at home?
He seemed like he was pretty tall. He had a good smile, white teeth, a brown skin. I think he had dreads, but they were pulled back, blinded by the bromance.
Well, hopefully when you see Heaven, you don't regret your decision.
I know. I hope so, too.
Okay, so we'll bring him back in if you're ready. Welcome back, Heaven.
Hello, hello.
Okay, and then there were two. It is the moment of truth. It is time for you both to turn your cameras on and see each other for the first time. On one, three, two, and one.
Oh, hello.
Ooh. That's a good reaction.
What do you guys think? Tia, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Heaven, how about you?
Yeah, you're a vibe. She's a vibe.
You look familiar.
I do?
Yeah. Yeah, wait. I feel like we've met before already.
Hold on. I think we met like this last weekend.
Yeah, no, we actually have met already.
Whoa.
You're just crazy.
No.
Whoa.
What?
It's a small world. Wow.
I'm shocked. So did you have a thought when you heard the name Heaven? I feel like that's not the most common name to hear.
No, I not at all, actually. I didn't even think about it. But as soon as he turns camera on, I was like, I definitely have seen him before.
So are you already following each other on Instagram or Snapchat?
I'm pretty sure we're following each other on Instagram, yeah.
I'm so dead. And did you think about this afterwards? Did you think like maybe I will slide into the DMs?
It wasn't long enough for me to have that thought, but like now I'm like, oh, okay, like we'll see.
Wow, Heaven, do you think you'll be sliding in?
Oh yeah, for sure, like an ice skater.
Okay, well, this was a surprise. Heaven, we're actually gonna put you back into the waiting room so I can talk to T a little bit and then I'll bring you back in. How do you feel right now? Is this like blowing your mind?
It's wild, actually. So we met on set for a music video. To meet somebody in the setting that we were in, it was kind of just like everybody's giving each other social media, you know, everybody's making conversation. You're kind of on a set for hours, just kind of bored. And so it didn't seem like it was really full of intention. But now to talk to him and this is so purposeful, it's like a totally different story now.
So are you interested in seeing him as like a potential love interest now?
Yeah, I am.
For everyone listening at home, how would you physically describe Heaven?
Definitely like the creative type that you would imagine in your head. For anybody who listens to artists like Brent Faiyaz, Tyler the Creator, like SmiNo, like he dresses in those kinds of vibes. Turn the camera on, you see like a total like musical artist setup going on. He had brown skin, a good smile, and dreads. I think the dreads were dyed at the end. I think they were blonde towards the end, so they were kind of long too. And he wore glasses.
Okay, now Tia, we're actually going to have you hop into the waiting room and we're going to bring Heaven back in so I can chat with him. Welcome back, Heaven. My mind is blown. Were you so shocked when you saw her? Like, were you freaking out?
So it's actually crazy. My phone was sideways, so I couldn't even like really recognize at first. And then when I turned my camera, then I was like, oh, like I just saw you like this week. It's like a movie.
I mean, honestly, it seems like fate. And for everyone at home that is definitely going to want to know what she looks like, how would you describe Tia?
So she has a neatly kept afro, and then she has like brownish eyes, caramel toned skin. I would describe her, this is very like strong, but like a Willow Smith-ish like Nia Long kind of character with a dash of Beyonce.
You're gonna have to tell her that she reminds you of Beyonce, because that is quite a compliment. Okay, so we're actually gonna bring Tia back in now. So now that we have you both back in the room, there's one final decision that has to be made. But this time, the power lies in Heaven's hands. Heaven, you can choose to go on an amazing, socially distanced date with Tia and live happily ever after. Or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating where we will set you up with two new matches. The choice is yours. What's it gonna be?
This is literally the world. How could I not choose Tia? Like, how could I not?
Well, this was seriously so special. I'm so glad that I could be a part of this beautiful love story. We're definitely going to need an update on your romance and your bromance.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for having me. I feel like a winner today.
I really enjoyed this whole experience, and I just think it's crazy. Like, it's actually like fate. That's wild that we ended up back here on this podcast together.
Literal fate in our hands here. Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan. Associate produced by Ashley Hanna and Alex Trickvedotter. Blind Dating stars me, Tara Michelle.